Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. All your answers are confidential, and your opinion is very important to the success of this survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Sure.
Thank you. Scientists says that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves are extreme. Rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, someone concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridge, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Strongly or so what?
Strongly.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impact of climate change. The first one says, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability.
Improving electric reliability?
Yes.
Oh, I would not oppose that. I'm in favor of that.
Strongly support or someone support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation.
To what kind of transportation?
Public transportation.
Oh, public. No, I oppose that. You got enough public transportation.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise?
That's baloney. I oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Expanding quality healthcare.
Expanding quality healthcare. I support that somewhat.
Thank you. We are halfway at the survey. We're almost done. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? The first one says, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience, hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that these same companies help to pay protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing? Someone convincing? Not too convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. And the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. And the last few questions. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this change your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will have no impact on your opinion?
It probably changed my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this change your opinion, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or not impact on your opinion?
Read that second one again.
And change your opinion of the lawmaker? Will diminish your opinion or will have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish my opinion.
Thank you. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this change your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish, or no impact on your opinion?
Probably diminish.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridge, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if these costs are passed on to the consumers? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
President Trump.
Thank you. The last two questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
The last one.
Thank you. Which party are you registered to vote?
Republican.
Okay, Republican. And what is your race?
What did I do what now?
What is your race?
Race?
Mm-hmm.
White.
Thank you. This completes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.